They call him Punt Fly. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. Punt Fly. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. Rock. They call him the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
Rock the Riders. Rock.
They call him
the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
Wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living foul, cause they lack the mellow staff. Wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living foul, cause they lack the mellow staff. Wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living foul, cause they lack the mellow staff. Wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living foul, cause they lack the mellow staff.
10 decades, niggas sporting afro fades. Braids of suede, leather jacks and finger waves, tailor made. Females wanna get paid, throwing shade on the brothers that's already made. Riding shotgun with the ones who be toting the gun. Having fun, skinning, craving on every last crumb, never getting none. Being naive, foolish, and dumb, I ain't the one. You don't know where I'm from, the wild hunters.
Wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living foul, cause they lack the mellow staff. Wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living foul, cause they lack the mellow staff. Wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living foul, cause they lack the mellow staff. Wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living foul, cause they lack the mellow staff.
Going home every day, dodging bullets, flying astray, making cash in every way, cause of bills I gotta pay. My neighborhood's full of corruption, constant busting. Poppies on the porch with a brew, steady fussing. Havoc and me lay on my streets every day. So in this trife life, what part must I play? The villain, spit my Mac and constant killing. Extorting young thugs for they cream cold chilling. Never catching feelings for fools, blood spilling. Coming out on top with they chips, you know I'm winning. Bringing this scandalous type shit to get you lit. No need to even ask why I'm doing this shit. The hell with it, so fuck it. The Wild Hunters.
Wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living foul cause they lack the mellow staff. Wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living foul cause they lack the mellow staff. Wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living foul cause they lack the mellow staff. Wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living foul cause they lack the mellow staff.
It's all the same like the days of Jesse James. The Hunters is the place where we bust them things. If you real or lame, catch a bullet with your name. Get wet up by niggas from strips with mad gangs. Females that roll a leg, got connects to get you wet. It's real shit. So ignore who you sweat. Wipe your face with a towel, cause niggas be on the prowl. My side of shower the shells and put you down.
Wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living foul, cause they lack the mellow staff. Wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living foul, cause they lack the mellow staff. Wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living foul, cause they lack the mellow staff. Wow, putting sucks to trap. Brothers living foul, cause they lack the mellow staff. 12 Deuce, 12 7, 12 Trey, 11 9, 115, 10 7, 10 Trey.
Welcome back to the podcast. I was on vacation last week. I hope everyone had a wonderful, prosperous week. I really appreciate everyone that's been supporting the show, hoodwide, citywide, statewide, nationally, as well as globally. All the countries, the United States, Italy, Germany, Bangladesh, Brazil, France, UK, Canada, Australia, Czech Republic, South Africa, Japan, Romania, Spain, and Russia. Shout out to all my colleagues in the podcast game as well. Too Much Game Podcast, Frocast Podcast, She Gets It Podcast, Porch Times with Miss McKinney Podcast, Cool Out Corner Podcast, With Pussy Monologues Podcast, Mama Life Podcast, West Virginia Uncommonplace Podcast, Bet the House Podcast, We're the Weird Ones Podcast, At the Sound of My Voice Podcast, Lingo, Meet the Tylers Podcast, and Mind Triggers. I'm the what's poppin' artist of the day, y'all. Yeah, me, Riders. I'm the what's poppin' artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
It's going down for sure. Yeah. Right now. I got fucked out for money. Now shit's falling on me. Somebody's paying 10 G's to make me push daisies. Taking me out with a fully loaded automatic Mac 10. They tried once before, now it's on again. A ill nigga named Steve, alias Joe, called slugs to the grill. Now they call him Vito. Neighborhood badass, bold and brave. I'm another marked man to be sent to a grave. The hell with rain pisses, a closed casket, fuck it. Caught Vito's losing, and came with the ruckus. Stepped to a business at point blank range. He started looking deranged, and now blew out his brains. Black on black combat in this world was a shame. Another brother's dead, living up to a name. From the slug sessions, the boys always testing. Running up, second guessing, getting taught foul lessons. Lucky just to walk away with a wound. Too bad some brothers gotta go in a tomb and be the shady situation.
It be the shady situations. It be the shady situations. It be the shady situations. Lay low in the cut. Coyote, let them know. Watch their back from the front. It be the shady situations. It be the shady situation.
Like the chef Raekwon, I come from dust to dawn. My niggas running the streets, I get my loot on. Now the mad at hand, goddamn, I'm missing key. And somebody close to me had to steal from me. Toriano, being with the street desperado. Serving up kilos, never serving at McDonald's. Stuck me at the Evergreen Mall, shopping for clothes. Nobody knows who's a friend or a foe. Dazed, I'm looking around for my foes. They scuffed me on floors and even broke my nose. My man, I couldn't believe that he stole away. Straight on some plan, hating the truck of a 9-8 is what they threw me and my grill's done. No longer am I handsome, he and Fido's boys holding a nigga for ransom. Damn son, I wish I had a gun. Never in life did I think to be the one. A fact, they're cashing in on this contract. Simple as that, I'm surprised my face is intact. Tied up and beat down in the worst way. So I'm praying to God that I blast another day and be the shady situation.
It 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 be the shady situations, laying low in the cut. Coyote, let them know, watch their back from the front. It be the shady situations. It be the shady situations. Not quite dead, but close to the edge. Catching shots to the rear from the head of a sledge. On my last limb with tears and bloody guests. Playing in these games got me into this mess. I froze as my life flashed in front of me. The horn rang, it was my nigga Mr. C. He had the money to bail my ass out. Desmond and Jeremy aired the spot out. Acting on instincts with no hesitation. That's how I survived my shady little situation.
It be the shady situations.
It be the shady situations. Laying low in the cut. Coyote, let them know to watch their back from the front. It be the shady situations. It be the shady situations. It be the shady situations. Laying low in the cut. Coyote, let them know to watch their back from the front. It be the shady situations. 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 Laying low in the cut. Coyote, let them know to watch their back from the front. It be the shady situations.
Widespread across the planet, things happen to me. People can't understand. It's all the death of my Lord. That was some foul shit. People call me the gutter and say I smell like piss. It's a shame. I know all aspects of the game, yet I remain the same with various alias names. I'm called the corner strip to the pimps of the game, the block or the ab to the niggas who slang. I'm just upset to the hustlers who break day for G's. A cemetery for those that feud over keys. An outlet for rebels against society. A scapegoat for niggas who be avoiding responsibility. Freedom for niggas with warrants can hide a knee. VIP for the homeless, it's all good with me. Junkies keep me awake at nighttime, strolling in me. People harass you to get you off me. They wanna put you in a place where you can never see me. I'm the streets.
Just be a baby. Ooh.
turn 18 and start running in me. Not worrying about the troubles or the dangers that be. Kids drop out of school just to come to me. They get the best education and they get it for free. The knowledge I provide you can't find in a book. Teach you how to get cream and I teach you to cook. I know the niggas that's real and the niggas that shook. Know the niggas with books and the niggas that's crook. Hear the underground shit, know what bank and what hit. Know which rappers are real and who's faking it. Seven Sun type shit, yo, and banging your shit. Chevy Impala with a system, it's destiny hit. Young chicks run wild like Destiny Child. Killer be kill, that's just the code of me. Loose lips and tricks get overwhelmed by me. Many guys lose their minds, you can find their brains on me. Many mothers lose their kids to me. Many prosperous but dangerous professions you can find in me. I suggest you get rich but never lose your ties to me. Niggas sell out and abandon me. Put theyself in a situation they can't come back to me. Women turn tricks getting paid in me. Money off the sex and it's all tax free. Thugs catch bodies and try to put them on me. I know all the culprits but you never hear from me. Hype's OD ain't get found in me. Hey, they're a different genre, Jane Doe, and that's how I be. Simple cause and effect when you're fucking with me on the streets.
In the street.
It, some people don't. Others share cumulative wealth while brothers won't. Now what you choose to do is gonna reflect on you. So do unto others how you would have them do you. I never found that to be true, cause when you do, they just continue to do you and do you like doo-doo. This should be looked at on the negative. True to each day you live, you represent. So make that representation on a positive tip.
That was Shady Situations and The Streets. Both of those songs can be found on all streaming platforms off of my album, The Hunt Side. All of the songs that you hear on this episode can be found on all streaming platforms because they are all on The Hunt Side album. Go ahead and stream that. Cop that. Much appreciated. Thank you. So, for anybody that don't know, The Hunt Side is my first official album release. It was challenging doing an album, not having a musical background, but I did have a business background, but far as being an executive and a businessman and all the paperwork being involved and all of that, that was like one of the most challenging parts of it. But being from Chicago, hearing stories about all of these black artists being robbed throughout history for their publishing, their royalties, and their music and all of that, and then at the current time, rappers being robbed out of their publishing and signing bogus deals and all of that, I knew that going to get a record deal was not the route for me. So I decided to go independent. And how I got everything to materialize, I seek a con- I seeked out a consultant as well as an attorney. I used the consultant to advise me on the things that I needed to do to get all the things that I needed in order to get my label started. So the name of my company is Huntside Music, Inc. for the music. So I had to get an LLC. So in getting the LLC, I needed articles of incorporation, an EIN number, which is a tax ID number, a business bank account. I needed to get an address for my business. So I had to get a P.O. box for my business. I still got the same P.O. box to this day. And business banking. I also had to write up how I was going to be getting paid from my business and everything. So during this time, the internet, it was starting to progress and bloom. The digital game wasn't big as it was, but it was out. So what I decided to do was I went with CD Baby for distribution, for digital distribution and physical distribution as well. So what a distributor does, what CD Baby does is I turn in my project to them and they distribute the physical copies to all of the stores around the nation, whoever they have in their reach and whoever they got contacts with. They made sure that, you know, they made a one sheet and they sent all of the stuff to the distributor. And then they just uploaded my music through the digital distribution like they do today with maybe like TuneCore, DistroKid, and all of these digital distributors that they have now. They weren't as abundant back then as they are now, but I went through them for everything. So I just needed a plan, figure out how I was going to budget everything, being independent since I had limited resources. I had to figure out my marketing, and then I had to execute. So part of the process was I had to find what producers I was going to use to work on my album. So shout out to all the producers that worked on my album. I think I'll shout them out right now. Lit, Big O, Steve-O, Brian J, Lawrence Mahone, The Seventh Son, and Owens. And Five Features, I had my boy CeeLo, Shanga Harris, Clarence Jones, 211, and The Suspects. And I want to shout out my daughter, Treaty. She was at every studio session making sure that, you know what I'm saying, I was bringing that heat and bringing that fire, because if I didn't do it, I was going right back in the booth. So I had to plan out my studio time. I had to hire a graphic designer. I had to factor in the mixing, the mastering, and like I said earlier, the physical and digital distribution of the product. So I basically had all of the logistics down from the get-go, so that wasn't difficult because I had planned. I planned ahead. My lawyer helped me with my copyright and publishing and my ASCAP and stuff like that. So I get quarterly checks for all of my music. So that's important. So when you do your copyrights and register with a performing rights organization, such as BMI, ASCAP, CSAC, or whoever you decide to use, You make sure you register as a writer and a publisher and make sure that you have a plan. So while I was doing all of this, I had a full-time job, everybody. I still got a full-time job to this day. I just do multiple things and I hustle. But I do have a full-time job. I just got like my hands in a lot of pots. But planning is the key, everybody. Planning is the key. So, since I wasn't rich and I knew I wasn't rich and studio time is expensive if you're not prepared, you know, my sessions didn't consist of, you know, 13, 14, 15 dudes going all up in the studio, smoking weed without nothing on the paper. It didn't go like that for the hunt side, baby. I had closed sessions and I was prepared. So I got the beats. I wrote to everything. I practiced my verses. I practiced rhyming over the verses. So when I got to the studio, it was like second nature when I record, you know. So it's best to be prepared. I was prepared. And shout out to all the players that contributed to my album. Mario, he did all my graphic designs, my artwork, my photo shoots, everything like that. And like I said before, Owens, Lit, Brian, Lawrence Mahone, they did all the production on my album. Rest in peace to Steve-O and Gary. Gary, he mastered my album at Blue Heron Studios. You know, I got a lot of game from Gary, me and some of my colleagues. We got a lot of game from Gary. And he made sure that my album sound like glass every time I release something. You know, so I appreciate that. I also got local distribution in the Chicagoland area. During this time was a lot of mom and pop stores still up. So basically, instead of going to all the mom and pop stores, well, I did that anyway, you know, I was giving them all my promo stuff like posters, postcards at the time, samplers and everything like that. But I was blessed. One of my friends, he walked me into George's music room, George Daniels. I took two boxes of CDs up in there, which is 200 CDs. I gave them to him on consignment for $5 a pop, and I gave him all my promo stuff, so, you know, I signed a consignment for him. He distributed all my CDs throughout the Midwest, and it was moving and doing good, so, you know, I met up with him a week later, or maybe a week later, he called me back and was like he needed more product, so he just bought it from me after that. And I was grateful, you know, to know that I had a good album, a good product, you know, that people could stand behind. I was proud. So, hustle. Rappers are hustle. So I set up in stores and all of the stores in the city, you know, maybe the week of my album release, and it's a lot of stores in Chicago at the time, so I had to schedule everything on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I was hitting up like maybe four stores a day. I was even doing in stores when I got off work. You know, I was grinding, getting that money. So yeah, I appreciate everybody that helped me during my journey. I'm glad that people received my project and they liked the stories and the cadences, the beats, the rhymes. how it was packaged up and everything. Some places, you know, I'll be out and I see my posters and my stickers up, and just to look how people was looking at it. And then I actually tell them, like, yo, that's my album. And then they'd go up in there and bad. It was overwhelming and humbling at the same time. I really appreciated it, being a new artist, you know. And by me doing it independently, I saw the growth from the majority of my proceeds, and I recouped everything that I spent. Everything that I spent, and I established a lot of relationships and network and talk to people about how to get my stuff on radio, how to do campaigns. It's much easier now than it was before. But now what I do is I use the ground pounding techniques of the past, the hustle and the grind. I still implement that, as well as the internet, Facebook ads, Google ads, Instagram ads, radio campaigns, all that. Different playlists, interviews, I get write-ups, press, all of that is important. You can have the best product out, but if don't nobody know about it, then your stuff just gonna be sitting on the shelf. It don't make no sense to create a great body of work or create a body of work if you don't have a plan to move it, you're not motivated about it, if you don't feel like you put 110% in it. And during the times, you know, I was in relationships and things of that nature, but I made sure I took care of everything that I had to do at work, in my home life, even finishing up my upper grad classes and stuff like that. I did all of that first, and then I took care of my business. So the music was my main priority. I was honed in on it, and I was on top of it, you know. So I'm still on top of it right now. Yeah, so The Hunt Side, that's my first album. It's available on all streaming platforms. I want to tell everybody a story about it. So the story goes, I had one CD left online. I'm actually sold out right now at The Hunt Side. So if you didn't get an actual physical copy of it, I'm sorry. But a fan hit me up. I was going through a rant on Facebook. I wasn't really being serious, but I was saying that, you know, I'm a leader country. I'm so tired of this place, this, that, and the other. And a fan inboxed me, and he said that he needed a copy of The Hunt Side. He had everything already. So the issue was, it was one CD left, and it was available on Amazon for like $80. So he actually purchased the CD for $80 from Amazon. I only got the wholesale price that the distributor sold to Amazon. So basically, only got like $8 for it. But just knowing that I had a product, somebody was willing to spend more than amount for, it was a real humbling experience. So what I did was, when I came out with my new album, Riders, in stores now, it's available on all streaming platforms. I'm sold out of vinyl. I have hard copies of the CDs on my website. That's www.ridersonline.net/store. I have CDs and flash drives available, and I also have merch for the Riders album. It was a learning experience, you know, being an independent artist. You know, I didn't take no losses. I didn't get beat out of anything because I had a good consultant and a good attorney. I would advise any artist to be on a business. Be on your business. You know, I hope y'all enjoy me sharing my experience with y'all. If there's anybody that needs consultant or help regarding the music, you can contact me at writersonline.net via the booking form. All right? I appreciate y'all listening. Y'all make sure y'all go ahead and cop Writers. Go ahead and cop Writers, y'all. If you would like to support the Writers Live Podcast, we have merchandise in the Writers Live Podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Writers Live Podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Writers Hunt. Option three, we have the writersonline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you. I know it's been a minute, everybody, but welcome to another segment of Living I'm Happening. I have a lot of dope interviews lined up, and we just kicking it. So I'm going to just bring y'all abreast of what's on the horizon for Writers Live. We got Bernardine Rudeau. The name of the episode is The Matriarch. Also, we got Just Mike the Poet. The name of that episode is Wordplay. Then we got Bringing a Business Podcast with the homie BC from Chicago. We got that episode coming up. We got Princeton Ellis from OG Radio. The name of that episode will be The Program Director. We have Pape G and Skoda Hustler. The name of that episode will be Rhyme and Reason. And then for the second time, we got the CEO of Donnie Diallo Clothing, Desmond Stevens. The name of that episode will be called Vines. I know I mentioned this before. I still had the Writers His and Her Fragrances coming out. I just got to make sure that they're on point. That's the only thing with that. Also, I'll be on the road this month, the month of August, promoting my book, White Lines. Y'all could go ahead and hit the link tree. Second option for the book, White Lines, on Amazon. If you want autograph copies, they're available on writersonline.net/store. So I'm really pumping the book. I'm working on the fragrance. I got episodes for y'all coming up. Pretty dope, pretty dope. Also, I'm currently in the studio working on The Hunt Side 2. It's still in the primary phases, but I do have two songs completed. It's going to be dope. I'm also working on a gaming app. It will be available on iOS systems and Google Play stores. It should be done by the early part of 2023. It's going to be a game. That's all I can tell y'all. It's going to be a game close to me and dear to me. I just got to make sure that it's dope. It will be in-app purchases. So when that thing drop, or when it get closer to it dropping, I'm going to let y'all know. It should be out early 2023. I appreciate y'all for listening to another segment of Living I'm Happening. We dropping the mic on Riders Live. I can't thank everyone enough for supporting the Riders Live podcast. Don't forget to check out the Linktree/Riders to support what I have going on. Go ahead and cop y'all some merch if y'all want to support your boy financially. Shout out to all my people with merch stores that be promoting their stuff. Uncle Dolomite, Frocast, and the list go on and on. Lost Beats, I love y'all. But we out of here, everybody. Peace.
You have no new messages and 9 saved messages. To play your message, saved messages, Friday, April 4th, 8:28 p.m.
Riders, what's up? This is Mario. Hey, you can reach me on my cell phone at 708-359-6350.
Saved message, Saturday, 7:16 p.m.
Hey, Riders, what's up? Y'all just hit.
Saved message, Saturday, 7:27 p.m.
Yeah, Rado, your motherfucking ears know I've been calling you all motherfucking day. You ain't calling me back. Holla back, nigga. You know who I am.
Saved message, Saturday, 7:36 p.m.
Tonight, this is Robin. I was wondering if you come to my dance today. Cause I really want you to be there. Hope you come. Bye.
Saved message, Saturday, 7:42 p.m.
Guys, what's up, niggas? Yo, this is Mo Wet, man. Over here in the field, probably taking shit. I'm taking your shit. I got a crowd of motherfuckers around, G. Everybody, man. Who is that? Let them know. That's my nigga from the 100. You know what I'm saying? You gotta hit me back, man, to come through with a bundle. Bring a bundle of your shit, man. So you can pop some motherfuckers off. Now we do it. Holla back, though. 100.
Saved message, Saturday, 7:42 p.m.
Bro, this is Birdman. Can he say?
Saved message, Saturday, 7:45 p.m.
Yo, what up, Rado? The Wild Foul Yodi. This is your boy, CeeLo, man. Me and Baby Al, we got some bust downs over here, man. Come get up with us. You know, if you don't fall through, that's all right, though. The more the merrier. Holla at your boy. 100.
Saved message, Saturday, 7:52 p.m.
Come, Rodgers, this is me. I don't know where you at, but I know you better find me quick in a hurry. You ain't in no studio. That's your good lie that you use all the time. Motherfucker, find me. Peace.
Saved message, Saturday, 8:10 p.m.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, is this Saturday? Are you not there? I love you. I'm a good player. I'm a good player. Playground. Playground. Yes. You know what's going on.